date. Number 10, amending rules pertaining to the expired Columbia River salmon and steelhead endorsement. This is also a briefing and public hearing.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. So just as background, this acronym CRSSE, that's the Columbia River Salmon Steelhead Endorsement. The legislature established that endorsement in 2009 and gave it a shelf life of 6 years. We worked with the legislature in 2016 to get it extended for a year. We were back the next year and got it extended for 2 years. We tried to get it extended. You all approved a proposal to have it be permanently listed on the books. Then we negotiated that with legislators to have an extension for 4 years, and then it went down to 2 years, and then we hit, I think it was 1 year, and it was the end of session. So the endorsement expired on midnight of June 30th of this summer. We had to file an e-rule that modified the Fish Washington license because it included the CRSSE, and we wanted to drop the Fish Washington license correspondingly to remove that fee out of that bundled package. As you know, we've requested next week we're getting ready to submit our operating budget to the legislature, and we include a request to have the state general fund to backfill the loss of this important revenue source. So the affected WACs in this particular agenda item, there's a WAC associated with Fish Washington, so we're removing the reference to the CRSSE and establishing a new price point. There was the WAC that listed all the geographic areas where the endorsement was required to be on an for an angler to have this endorsement. So that WAC would be repealed in its entirety. And then there is a WAC associated with Free Fishing Weekend that referenced the CRSSE. Commissioner McIsaac, this is the table I was referencing. So the changes to Fish Washington, and you can see the different components, the state fee, on the version that I was comparing for the same portion of the fiscal year last year was $69.20, and then now the state fee that we're proposing to have inserted in this statute is $60.50. And just a pause here, the previous Fish Washington WAC did not have the price point included. And I just think from a customer transparency standpoint, it's a good value to just go ahead and say the commission set the price point as X. So we did that with the Get Outdoors rule package that you just heard, and we're proposing it here. So the discount,
Commissioner McIsaac, excuse me, Nate.
Just so I understand that, and I'm looking at over your shoulder at the very same thing. So the price went from $79 down to $60, and we got 46% more of these sold.
Correct.
Than a comparable time the year before. And so when you wonder why that is, there's two possibilities to get the credit, so to speak, and we're not exactly sure which one of those it was, but at any rate, we got a good response. Is that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we really did. And we've seen this, for instance, when we first came out with the two-pole endorsement, and then we lowered it, and we saw all of a sudden people saw that that was good value to go ahead and pay that additional fee to be able to fish with two poles. We're seeing kind of a similar response here. And I would say that let's try this with the Get Outdoors license that you just heard about. Let's try it, see what the response is. It's easier for us to ratchet it down. It's obviously a lot harder for us to adjust it north. So, yes, we saw a 46% increase in number of licenses sold, which translated to an increase of revenue above 20% for this license package. So we're selling more of a discounted item. As I indicated, I was at a business the other day purchasing ammo and saw our marketing team sign here on our Fish Washington license. There is another WAC that was filed in this CR 102 that had to do with our dealer fees. There's a reference to the Columbia River endorsement in that. We might be making another technical change to that WAC, and thus we indicated to the code revisor we are withdrawing this WAC from this package. We have since reopened that WAC. It's going to be such a technical adjustment, we'll probably file it through a CR 105 process, so you may not see it again, but if it looks like it touches a little bit more on the policy side, we'll bring it to you in December. And with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Questions on the left? Questions on the right? Well, you got her now. Good job. Same thing coming up on the call, Nate.
And, sir, this is a public hearing. I just don't know if anybody...
Oh, no, there is not. I'm sorry. There's no public comments asked or requested. I got that note a little bit. There were none for the last three, so okay. We're good. Thank you. Very good presentation.
Thank you, sir.
We are now on agenda item 11, future meeting plan.